We are going to continue the hour by talking about one of our community partners here on 97.9 The Hill, and excited to be partnering with the Produce Box, which is your one-box shop for produce, meat, dairy, seafood, and artisan items. They source food and items from local farms, and neighborhood ambassadors deliver it to your door. TheProduceBox.com is the website for more information. We're joined on the phone by three of those neighborhood ambassadors, Brittany Ledford, Amelia Rubino, and Frank Alford, to talk about the Produce Box and how it works. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Hi.
So, Brittany, let me start with you. Just gave the 10-second summary, but give us a little bit of background on the Produce Box and what it is and how it works.
You had a great summary there, but essentially, I have a group of maybe 20 to 30 customers right near where I live. I'm in Pittsboro, in Chatham County, and I get their boxes, and then I spend my morning driving around, adding items to their boxes that they've ordered and delivering on their front steps, or sometimes I deliver in garages, or sometimes I put in coolers, just whatever, however they've asked that I deliver it.
How did you get involved with the Produce Box in the first place?
I used to be a member years ago, back when I had little kids and didn't really want to drive to the farmer's market. And then during the pandemic, I was looking for a little bit of extra work, and I started because there was a huge demand during the pandemic, and started with a route there, and then have continued since.
And Amelia, how about you? How did you get started?
So I was a member as well, and still am a member, and recently was, in the last 6 months, was looking for a fun activity to do in the morning and connecting with my local community. So I signed up to be one of our subs. So I don't have a specific route, and I get to help other people when they go on vacation, see new parts of the area, and just help out where I can. It's something I really enjoy, and I love my subscription.
Frank, how about you?
Yeah, kind of similar. I was a member a long time ago, and then had to stop while I was working on my master's degree, and then used my master's degree for a little while doing psychotherapy in the community. But then when the pandemic hit, I was like, whoa, okay, this is not working for me and my family right now. I got two girls. So I kept getting emails from the Produce Box, and so they were looking for more drivers, and I was like, oh, I'll see what that's about. And now I've got three routes, basically, and about 200 customers that don't order every week, but, you know, maybe a fourth of them order every week or something like that. And so it's been a great, great fit for me and my family. My kids get to come along and help out during the summer, so that's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Speaking with Frank Alford, you just heard him, Amelia Rubino, Brittany Ledford, all three neighborhood ambassadors with the Produce Box. TheProduceBox.com is their website. They are a great organization you can sign up with. Neighborhood ambassadors bring great food to your door, sourced locally, so your money stays local as well, and great items and a whole bunch of items to choose from. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But back to Brittany, what's a typical day for you as a neighborhood ambassador? Or like when you get out there, how does it work?
Absolutely. I get the Produce Box truck comes and delivers my boxes to my doorstep. And it's about, you know, every week it's somewhere between 20 and 25. And then I spend a little bit of time in my driveway organizing the boxes, swapping out items, adding in additional items. And then I load my car up. I got to pack it in order so that I make sure I'm pulling out my first people first. And it's a very organized process, which I really enjoy. And then I spend a couple hours driving around Pittsboro. I listen to my podcast. It's completely silent. Nobody needs me. Nobody's asking me for anything, or my children aren't there. So it's pretty nice. It's nice and quiet, and a good 2 hours that I get to spend by myself.
Amelia, as a substitute with different routes, is it different for you?
It is different every time, and that's something that I really personally enjoy. And I get to sign up with different people, and so I've subbed a route that's kind of close to Frank before. I sub in my local neighborhood of Cary and figure out what truck stop I'm coming to and picking up my boxes for that order. I also do some organizing like Brittany to make sure that it can be the most efficient route, and it takes me about 2 hours. I listen to my audiobook. It's really fun.
So you get to get a sense of what folks are ordering and trying all over the triangle. What are some of the popular items right now?
I definitely think corn and zucchini are popular items. We've had some really great peaches, and I believe there were some delicious melons this week. Personally, I got heirloom tomatoes, and those were really great.
Nice. It's great to get stuff that's in season. Frank, how about you? What are the favorite items that you like to order?
Oh, well, we have definitely enjoyed the strawberries. I kind of had a short season, but we actually were able to import some from that far west. So I give people still the strawberries that they want. But the blackberries I've actually really enjoyed this year, and the corn and peaches were great. I think we still are have peaches in season, so those are great. And now the boxes are getting a little heavier because we have watermelons in store now. So the personal size watermelons, but they add a little bit to the boxes, so we get a little bit more workout these days, but that's fine.
So, Frank, folks who have never used the service before who might be interested in signing up for the first time or thinking about it, why should they give it a try?
Well, I think it's just a great way to do lots of different things together. I mean, obviously, we're supposed to be eating more fruits and vegetables, and this is a way that, you can skip any week that you want to, and you can plan that out far ahead. So it's not a pressurized thing where you have to get a box every week. But it's nice for me when we do, then it's kind of like, okay, well, Tuesday night we get our box. It's going to be a healthy, prepared meal at home. And so we get the family together and make a nice salad or roast some vegetables. And I like to get the chicken medallions because they're easy to throw some marinade in and just fry them up on the stove there. So it just kind of forces you to eat more fruits and vegetables in a way. And it's also, I don't naturally love vegetables, but these fruits and vegetables are the best, the best peaches I've ever had. I mean, it's just really, really good stuff. So it encourages you to eat healthier and especially with the youngins to get them on board with eating healthier. It's pretty exciting to see them enjoy fruits and vegetables.
You get it fresh, you get it local. It's as good as it possibly can be. We're speaking with Frank Alford, Amelia Urbino, Brittany Ledford from the Produce Box, all three neighborhood ambassadors who are delivering to your door if you sign up. Theproducebox.com is the website for more information. And, of course, the Produce Box presenting this conversation as well. Got to start wrapping up, but as we do, back to Brittany, I'll let you have the last word. What should folks know about the Produce Box that we haven't covered yet?
I'm gonna go off what Frank said, and that it is the best, most fresh produce that you can possibly get. It is local. It is coming to your door days after it's picked, and it is so good. Those peaches, man, they are amazing.
They're really good this time of year, right? Like it's definitely peach season.
It is definitely peach season. And unless you're going right to the peach orchard, which I've done before, and it is hot and it's a lot of work, you're not going to get them any fresher than you do from the Produce Box.
Again, theproducebox.com is the website. Go there, find out more. You can use the code Chapelboro and get $25 off your first order. So all the more reason to sign up. Brittany Ledford, Amelia Urbino, Frank Alford, thank you all so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.